Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amitroff from the Creation Light Ship, and we're going to have another program tonight. This is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We'll be going there probably about a half an hour here. Unless somebody needs to go up sooner, you can just go onto the fast chat and let us know. We could go in about 15 minutes. Let's do that. So we'll see everybody's doing tonight. And, boy, this is very interesting. I went on to Yahoo and saw something about foods not to eat or something like that. And one of them was bread. And then it turned out that in the bread, this is probably mainly commercial, maybe pastries and stuff, commercial bakeries. They put human hair into the bread for some kind of protein or something, and they get a lot of it that sounded like from barber shops in China. So you may want to Google that, maybe hair in bread or Chinese hair in bread. I thought I'd bring up that information. So anyway, it's one of those things. I wonder why and how they're doing that. But anyway, that was kind of, so I stopped eating bread. And back to you, Carrie. Are you out there?
I'm out here, yes, and I'm a bit concerned about what I'm eating now, too. I have these little, what are they called, those Greek triangle things with the feta cheese and spinach in them, but they have pastry on the outside, and I'm staring at them, wondering if there's hair in them. So if you Google the story, if you're interested, just put, it's actually, should we say the country, Ron?
Yeah, it's from China, but they also use animal stuff, too, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So I just Googled hair in bread, China or something, and lots of entries came up. So probably many of you read the story today if you have Yahoo email accounts particularly. Anyway, before we get too deep into the show, welcome everybody. It's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and as Ron said, we'll be going there in about 15 minutes, and we're on Station 2 tonight. If you do want to call in, we'd love to have callers tonight also, and especially if you are a new listener and met Ron recently at this Lost Desk Expo here in L.A. And have some basic questions that you'd like addressed. The phone numbers tonight are the toll-free U.S. and Canada number is 888-429-5471. And then hop down to line 3, area code 530-513-6472. Those are listed under the play button for Station 2, or you can type your questions into the fast chat, and the fast chat is just it's that blue link with the arrows scrolling in toward it above the play buttons. So maybe we can talk a little bit more about this hair thing, which really, even though it sounds absolutely gross to me anyway, not very appetizing, I'll say. It's not really too different from a lot of the things, or really any of the things we eat, Ron, right? Because whatever we eat, we are possibly taking in the DNA, or we are taking in the DNA of whatever plant or animal we ate, right?
Yeah, that is correct. So it will affect you somehow. It kind of depends. Mainly probably how much trauma whatever you're eating has had as it connects to you. So let's do a clearing here. Let's do a clearing for the whatever they put in the bread, okay? So let's say it's the, you know, human hair. Now let's just see how your body responds to this here. We'll just see if we can maybe just see if you feel anything. So here we go. We're not picking on the Chinese. It's just that's, you know, maybe they get extra money when they do that, you know, to help them out. Mainly probably because, you know, they have so many people there getting haircuts. So here we go. So we'll just take out whatever got attached to you by eating bread. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3. Well, I'm yawning. that's not a good sign. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll just see how people respond to this here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm not sure if I felt that or not. I may have felt it a little bit, actually, right over my heart. I did have a slight feeling. Not too bad, though. So Will is pointing out what we are made of in the dung pile isn't very pleasant either, so it's kind of more of the same, but a little closer to home in terms of our awareness of things going into us. And Kira is mentioning that McDonald's puts wood pulp in their food, and she's also mentioning that it's a protein from the hair that they're using, and yeah, it's the amino acid L-cysteine, apparently, that they're extracting from the hair. So, excuse me. So we had a question, Ron, first one on the fast chat from Luca this evening, who's over in Croatia, and it must be extremely early there. So thanks for getting up to listen to the show, Luca. And the question is, what was your name in your last incarnation on Earth 3,000 years ago? Because I know in your talks, Ron, you mention a lot that this is your second incarnation that you remember.
I know I was in Lady Nada.
Yeah.
But I don't have any real information on that particular lifetime, whether I was in there for a short time or what. But I just don't have any info on that. So.
Okay.
That's what all that I can say on it.
Okay, and we have a few comments here. Lewis says he's burping, and that can't be good. From the hair clearing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and Bonnie's saying a lot of energy in her throat and intestines. Anything for a buck, says Rick. Yep, life on planet Earth. And Shannon is saying that they make their own bread. So Joanne's suggesting that they list hair on the labels.
I just wonder how they would even experiment by getting this, you know? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, why don't we try leaves from a tree and see how the bread tastes, or you know, why don't we get some earthworms and try that, or why don't we get, you know, how do they come up with hair? You know, I can just see somebody, you know, a scientist with a big brain going, oh, this has this in there. Oh, let's just try this. It's free. But all the barbershops, I wonder if anybody gets solicited here in the United States to collect hair. Do they have a dumpster for hair only, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe not on, maybe making a nickel a pound or something, you know?
Right.
So anyway, it's, you know, it's one of the things that kind of is reality that you kind of like wonder what's going on. Yeah, I guess making your own bread is good. So maybe it helps with preserving the bread, you know, so it doesn't decay on the shelf after 2 weeks or something. I don't know, you know. But
yeah.
Why would they, you know, it seems so simple, you know, just to get some flour and water, you know, and maybe a few other ingredients, maybe some yeast, you know, to have it rise up, and then you bake it, you know. It doesn't take a no-brainer to figure out making bread, you know what I mean? And,
mm-hmm.
and yet they got to do it a different way. So I would, you know, how can you get it cheaper, you know, unless it's just a way that they can preserve it longer. I don't know. So now, you know, when you see one of those packaged things at the store, and that is probably done commercially across the board, that what are you getting when you see a cinnamon roll at a store in a package or something, or I wonder if it's in donuts.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, this
biscotti.
Yeah, biscotti, yeah. Oh,
uh-oh.
Man. Uh-oh.
So Will is saying, don't eat any hairy pastries.
Remember, grows hair, right, yeah. Be fit to grow more hair. A hair tonic, that would be good, too. Maybe you can just put it in water and mush it all up, you know, and put it on the top of your head. It's great for growing hair. If you need hair there. Anyway, any comments on the fast chat there?
Well, just lots of people cracking jokes about hair. Pigs won't even eat it, says Jacob. Hair balls, now I know why. Baked hair bread, new name for bread, says Marie R.
Yeah.
This is tickling some funny bones and grossing people out all in one. Well, it's kind of a good slam it in your face kind of reminder of what the dung bowl is all about. It's just like a different version of that, you know. It makes you think more when you know it, like you know hair. You know, we all know what hair is, so the thought of eating hair is rather unappetizing. But we're made of the dung bowl, which I'm sure is full of DNA out of hair as well, you know?
Yeah.
Just a different version.
So let's, how can we switch gears here? Let's see here. Don't want to get any hair in our teeth or anything. We'll be able to talk.
No.
Just think if you had braces. Wow.
What's that?
Just think if you had braces on.
Ew.
That'd even work. Got it. Yeah. Just think if you actually saw it physically when you ate something. Anyway, let's. With this hair in my. Oh, it's Chinese hair. Oh, of course. Why not, you know? So they don't have. I guess, you know, there's probably all black hair, so you won't find a blonde hair there.
No.
But dyed hair, many of it. Anyway. So let's do a clearing here. Let's see. Let's do a clearing for. I want to go back on a timeline for something. So let's go back to 500 AD. And what could we do a clearing for? Let's do skin irritation. So typically, you may have fabric on. You know, or maybe, you know, you have something back then that was maybe made of straw, but maybe you have some skin irritation by your clothing, okay? So here we go. We'll just see how it feels now for you as we release this here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie. We'll see what we get comments here. We can have callers, too, just to see if you are bringing forth an energy in this lifetime for some kind of skin irritation from the clothing that you wore way back when. And maybe some clothing that you have now might also have that same energy in it. So we'll just see if that's helped anybody.
I think I didn't feel that one. I don't think I felt anything for that one, so I guess I didn't have a skin irritation in 500 AD.
Let's do one for infection, too, in case you got that back then. And maybe you have something now that doesn't want to heal too well. It might be because you're recycling that energy way back when, and it's blocking your body from healing it. So here we go. Infection. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's get a caller, and then we'll go to the light ship here in about a couple minutes probably. So we'll see if a caller wants to call in to let us know how they...
Yeah, so 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. We did have some other comments, Ron. Where did they go? There was a comment, I think, about the one before that. Oh, golly jeepers, where did it go? Somebody was heating up. Somebody was heating up and something or other. I'm sorry, it must have scrolled off. I can't find it too quickly. So from this one, Donna is saying, I'm itching on stomach and hands.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So if this really, if this affects you a lot, we do have a special whole lifetime clearing for that on the website, because there's so many that I could probably put up, but, you know, the special healing could help you in case you happen to realize that maybe this is an issue for you. Let's do one more, then we'll go to the light shift. Let's do one for, I'm just thinking of like dry skin possibly. Maybe somehow your body genetics, maybe you're out in a place where there's a lot of sand or wind blowing, so, you know, maybe you don't have much moisture in your skin, and that's being brought forth in this lifetime, maybe a your skin cracking or dry skin. So let's do one for skin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm just wondering, what if they have, I guess they don't have a lot of animals in China. They could. I just wonder if they also get the hair from, like, you know, where you get your dog groomed, you know, and they cut all the hair off the dog, and that's also part.
Uh-oh.
You know? Anyway, nope. Okay, well, let's go to the light ship then, unless somebody calls in the next half a minute. So we'll prepare us here, and let's get a glass of water. This I do on the conference call. We'll be doing it tomorrow. We do that peaceful, sleepful, restful water. Everybody get a glass of water. We'll charge this up before we go to the light ship, because back east right now it's after 10, and... maybe wanting to go to bed, you know, at 11 o'clock after the show here, so you can have some water to relax you. And here we go. So we'll just bring in the energy here. Let me see who wants to come. So the turtles want to come to energize your water. So here comes the turtles. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. This one will only work on this particular show right now. So the water will not work on the archives, and neither will the light ship healings. But you will feel the peace energy. So here we go. So if you are listening right now to an archive, then the water that you have will have peace energy in it. Right now it's there to give you a restful sleep, a little different. So, and it may still work the same. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, because the peace water will also relax you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. We'll just hold on to your glass of water. This will just work one time for you on an archive. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you can hold the water, and look at your clock right now. You can it'll be charged up in about 2 minutes. So just kind of figure about 2 minutes from now to be done. So I'm going to go to the light ship, everybody, and this will only work live for people listening. If you hear the archive, then you just feel some peace energy coming to you. And if you wish to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, you can. Just scroll down a little ways, and it's almost a full-size picture of the light beam on your screen. So I'll just bring that up. People like to have that up when they go to the light ship. So here we go.
And, Ron, we better mention for anybody new that when we're up there, you need to focus on a body part and ask for a healing for that. And you can put your hand on the area if you'd like to do that also.
Yes, so just request one particular healing that you'd like to experience here. Well, here we go. Going up, and our animals, pets are coming with us, and flower, tree, garden, plants are also coming. And going up, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The first room that I'm viewing right now is a room that looks like we're underwater. I see like a lot of green plants moving around in the water. So somehow maybe with seaweed or something. So water plant, so request a healing. Here comes their energy. Stronger, and stronger. Okay. And next room we're going into is a room that has the goldfish. So here they come. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the food court, and we'll put our hands on the golden plate that helps to energize our body. This is what the light beings use with their bodies that normally would not eat any type of food. They use just strictly the energy from these plates to find out what's missing, and they get charged up from it. Very similar to like when you do your, I now increase my life force energy. You know how that feels. So for them, this is what it would feel to them like. So here we go. Coming our hands on the plates, going into the next little room where you're sitting down, putting hands on matching plates, and right now they're going to be energizing your body. So here comes the energy into your body. This is what you're missing right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, you're bilocating continuously through this session right now. And going into one other room. We'll go into the room that has, I see, like little beavers. And I also see, like, chipmunks and squirrels. So these rooms are there. I have three rooms, so request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room that can help to enhance our immune system. So, again, request healing. Stronger, and stronger. And let's go into a room that has, it's like the rainbow waterfall room. And the waterfall is now all around us, going on top of us, cleansing our energy system here, going through our body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go on to where they have giraffes and request healing again. Stronger, and stronger. And we'll go into one final room here. We'll go into the room that has the koala bears. And here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there's only one other room, the pink room. We'll go into the pink energy room. So stronger, and stronger. Okay, we'll now come back from the light ship. And our animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are not coming with us. So again, just kind of relax. As you come down, you're going to feel the energy shift. right now you're not connected to really anything because you're out of time completely. So here we go. Coming back. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're back here. And turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, thank you, Ron. So if there is anyone listening who just experienced that for the first time and you have any questions or you have any experiences that you would like to share, we'd love to have you call in or anyone else who has a question. So the numbers again are 888-429-5471. That's the main one to try. Well, if you're outside of the U.S., area code 530-513-6472. And Lewis is saying, thank you, Ron, for the water charging. He says, I need to have a peaceful night's sleep. And there are several comments also about the clearing that you did just before. The third skin one you did, Jessica is saying patches of skin. Were feeling tingling. She was feeling tingling energy on the sides of her temples. And Cindy was just typing in the comment that I lost, which was from Valea, saying that she was heating up in her chest and her face, and Tom noticed heat, and Cindy's face was getting warm also. So all those skin ones that you did seem to have had... had an effect on many of us. Alice was saying she was feeling irritable and she's feeling better now. This was since the light ship. And Marcus, I guess, requested work on his lungs and he says I can breathe much better. And Stephanie yawned. Holly's feeling very peaceful, she says. Lisa's saying the rainbow waterfall really clears my aura. And it looks like a few, Amy saw the chipmunks and Jane saw the gold plates and Jane's body feels much more balanced and her hands are buzzing and Shane saw white light and Mick loves the gold energy and Chia saw pink dolphins and giant plants, tree size, says Shane. So looks like we got a lot of people that can see stuff. That's so nice.
Yeah, there is what I'm finding right now, just switching gears a little bit, there is the Egyptian ascension energies happening now. So I don't know if it just started in 2012, this year or not, but if you've had this problem, what it is I'll describe what the problem could be. You're planning to do something. So let's just say that you're going to the store and you want to get something and you get sidetracked and buy something else. I mentioned that, I think, on the last show. So anyway, this is the Egyptian energies from the pyramids. Somehow all the pyramids on this planet are somehow related, maybe through time traveling. People who may have been in other races or different cultures. And so this energy somehow is making people do things weirdly. So if you are having a problem like that where it's kind of like they're trying to take you into a different timeline and you're trying to resist it, but all of a sudden you realize that you're doing some goofy thing momentarily and then you kind of snap out of it and wonder why, you know, maybe you bought toothpaste instead of buying, say milk or something when you went to the grocery store, or why you turned the wrong direction on the street when you've been doing it all along. Then you realize, why did I do that? Well, that's because these Egyptian energies are now coming in, causing problems. So that's a situation. It's I think all the pyramids now are being activated. To bring forth whatever aliens are attached to them to change or alter your mind control energy. So we'll see if anybody has felt weird things happening like that, where you plan to do something and it changes instantly and you really have no control over it, but you do catch yourself doing some weird thing maybe after 5 minutes. So we'll just see what if anybody has felt that. So what you could do to get rid of the energy is probably go on the Dark Side Practitioner page and clear that out of you. Because it would be somebody from the past doing it. Maybe they're copying and pasting a timeline on top of this one here to do different things. So that clearing is kind of what it's designed for, where you can input in there Egyptian ascension energies. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, when you started talking about it, I got some weird tingles in my scalp, so I'm thinking maybe I got to do some of this. What about, would it be the according to objects, a pyramid being an object, or according to places, I'm thinking might help with this too.
Yeah, that could do that also. Yeah, either one of those maybe. So if you happen to recognize a certain pyramid and you have the yearning to want to see it or you've been there, very possibly that could be courting you too as an object. In fact, let's do an energy here of let's do the Egyptian gold, because they have a lot of gold energies, you know, on the mummies and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we want to take it away or what do you think, Carrie? Or bring in the gold energy to us. Because it was probably from this planet, so the gold energy shouldn't harm you.
Yeah, maybe it's just being used as a conductor.
Yeah. So I guess I'll have it up to you people. What we'll first do is bring it in, and you can see how you feel, and then we'll take it away.
Okay.
And if you don't want to take it away, you don't have to. So let's just first bring it in here just to see how it's affecting everybody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, boy. 5, 6. That'd be too good if I'm yawning. 7.
Uh-oh.
8. I think we're going to take this away.
Yeah.
So then we have this to the gold, Egyptian gold energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, feeling better now. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie.
Well, I had some good yawns there, so I think, I think the getting it off us is the best idea. What was I going to read next? Oh, okay. CMD was saying talk about gold energy, what it's for. So I guess I don't know. It seems to me that it was a conductor to connect stuff to us is what it feels like to me. I don't know. Do you have anything else, Ron, that you feel that you use the gold for? Of course, it's rather mesmerizing for most people since it's the most valuable metal on the planet.
Yeah, they may have attached something to the gold itself. Maybe they did some alchemy on it and made it a little different from what we're used to. I always thought that gold was gold, but feels like they did something to it.
Okay.
But maybe somebody out there might have the answer to that question. So,
yeah, well, maybe some of you who see a lot when that was being cleared from us have some input on what you saw, from what you saw. So maybe we're having a tough time getting callers tonight, Ron. Does anyone want to call in about this? 888-429-5471. Maybe somebody saw something, or you can type it into the fast chat and I'll read it out if you don't want to call in. In the meantime, Ron Luca is asking if you recorded your talks at the expo and wondering if you're going to be putting them up on YouTube or on the website.
Yeah, we'll see how that's working. I'll check them out shortly here. I have to look at them first to see how they look and stuff. So, yeah, it was done that way. So, kind of think we should do silver. Let's do a silver energy, see how that feels. So,
okay.
One, two, I've got any two, let's see here. Wow, one, two, three, four. This is weird. I don't think silver would really hurt us either, but I'm yawning. One, two, we'll take it away here. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh, we have nine and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see how that's working for people. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I felt that in most of my torso, upper torso mostly, but yeah, not nice. Okay, so Janice is saying that she was yawning a lot with the gold release. Ham is saying, yes, conductor of gold used by Egyptians. July is saying, yuck, bad electric energy. I think that was on the gold one, not the silver one. Tom is saying he's getting hot again. And Shane is saying, a lot of energy patterns moving through my body. I don't know if that's the gold or the silver. I think it's the gold. Yeah, wow, I think that silver one was heavier than the gold. Don't they use a lot of blue stones? Do they use a lot of lapis? Is it lapis or turquoise? I think they use a lot of lapis in Egyptian stuff, Ron. Maybe we should see how that feels.
Lynn on line
okay,
one.
Okay, here we go.
Lynn on line one.
So taking that away from us here. So, do we have a caller, Carrie?
Yeah, I think we do, yeah. Is somebody on the line? Hi, Elizabeth. Good. What are you feeling?
Just a quick comment on the gold energy. It's really, really heavy. As well as the little gold energy, I never felt it for it, but I had like a pain around during the egg and then the body felt as if it was made out of it. And I felt much better when he was taking it away. So, I mean, that is where I got it.
Yeah, very interesting.
Did you feel anything on the silver? Are you still there, Elizabeth? Nope, maybe not. Are you still there, Ron?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, great. Did you feel anything on the silver, Elizabeth?
I mean, maybe it because it was Egyptian gold. I don't know if I was somehow feeling whatever that was attached to it being Egyptian.
Yeah.
But I mean, generally, the silver didn't affect me as much. But that's just me personally. I didn't find it as difficult as the first one. But when you first did it, I was kind of sitting there going, I didn't really expect to feel anything. And then I'm just kind of sitting there going, whoa, what was that? It was really weird.
Okay, let's try lapis. If you want to hang on, stay on the line then, and we'll see how lapis feels, okay?
Okay.
So here we go, taking rid of lapis. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four. I feel like I got cement pouring into my body or something. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Get rid of the stuff here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. Okay, Elizabeth, how do you feel with that?
I feel a lot better, and you know what's interesting about lapis is I was kind of really drawn to that as a child, and maybe as a teenager, I think I was at a flea market once, and I bought a lapis ring, but my sister makes fun of me because I was, like, obsessed with it. So it's nice to somehow detach from that, whatever that energy was.
Yeah. Boy. Well, you can all see how stuff on the past can definitely affect us in this present moment that we're living in.
Yeah, well, it's really crazy. It is interesting because, you know, when you said it, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I remember having this ring, and I remember, like, the day I bought it, and, I mean, I didn't know anything about past lives or parallel lives at the time, or, I mean, I knew about them, but I wasn't aware of, you know, what all that meant, so it was really just kind of this, you know, thing that you're attracted to that at the time you're not even aware of what it means, but it's somehow it's corded to something in your past, which is when you guys brought up lapis, it just triggered so many different thoughts. So yeah, I definitely feel better being released from it. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thanks, Elizabeth. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Okay. Thank you. So,
you're welcome. Thanks again.
Okay. Derek is commenting about the gold energy, Ron. He's saying what he sees is they connected the gold to a lot of mind energy to create their timelines. It isn't just gold. He says spiral vortex energy also. So that's probably what you're tuning into.
Let's do a timeline crash on the gold energy then.
Okay.
We'll go back to the Egyptian days. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, I think the Egyptian energy this year is going to be very strong. I don't even know if I went to 10 or not. So to 7, I think. Maybe, I don't know. Did I go to 10?
I think you did. I think so.
Yeah, they're playing with the time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's probably maybe 7 or 8 timelines that we crashed here. And we'll just see how people are feeling about this here. So back to you, Carrie.
It's made my breathing really shallow. Oh, yeah. Force myself to take a deep breath. That's how. It's like pressing on my ribcage type of a feeling. So, okay. Quite a few things to read here. A lot of comments about this stuff. Bonnie is saying that Egyptian energy is horrendous. Get it all off. Candy says the silver is worse for her. Tom says I'm very dizzy. Stephanie's saying, yeah, they did something to lapis. I feel like they really did to the lapis. Sounds like when Elizabeth called in, it was a little bit garbled and people couldn't hear. So Elizabeth was saying that she felt the gold the most strongly and not so much on the silver and can't remember what she said about the lapis now. I'll just jump in here and answer Marie's question. The prosperity, self-empowerment, the prosperity jumpstart, I think we're going to call it, bundle isn't up yet. Sorry, it is still coming, so there isn't anything to type in to bring the page up yet. Sorry about that. It will be up fairly soon, hopefully. We've just got a whole lot of stuff backed up in the works at the moment, and it's taking a while to get some of these newer clearings up, but they are coming. Let's see. Derek's got some more information, I guess, on what he's seeing. So he said they use this cloned mind energy in parallel universes, also using the gold and silver in the process. Lisa, incredible amount of energy moving through my body from the caller's request. Candy's asking, in the timeline crash, may we put all of these things from Egypt? So can we do separate timeline crashes, Ron, on the gold, on the silver, on the lapis?
Oh, yes, you can do that, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and should we do them separately, like gold crashes, silver crashes, lapis crashes, or can we do...
Yeah, I would not include them as one because there might be different timelines.
Yeah,
so yes,
okay.
Julie. That's the benefit of the timeline crash is that you're getting rid of this stuff, and that's what's needed now. I don't know what else to... let's do a timeline crash on... what's that main pyramid in Egypt? Is it Giza or something like that?
Giza, yeah, Giza is that group of... three of them with the Sphinx as well. That's the site. The Giza is the name of the site, I believe.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do a timeline crash on the pyramid. So one, two, boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, what happened, all of a sudden, I saw all these kind of like the statues, you'll say, of the different people that have passed on in the pyramids coming to me. It's quite interesting to see that.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Yeah, you know, the main ones, the main dudes there.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get rid of them. So one, two, three, four, it seemed like you're playing with their energies. Five. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, different pharaohs. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, I'm feeling this in my throat. I feel like my throat's almost swelling on the inside. Gosh. So Rick is saying, well, these are from the last one. Rick is saying that is heavy. Janice, very dizzy with this timeline crash. Thank you, Ron. Shannon is saying it's heavy on my chest and breathing is shallow, too. Excuse me. I'm just going to refresh in case of some new comments. Some requests for spirit infusion.
Let's do that then. Here we go. Spirit infusion.
Yeah,
we'll do that, then we'll read some more. So here we go. So spirit infusion. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's do one for slavery. Egyptians keeping you held as a slave. So here we go. Maybe you're one of those pyramid makers or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. So get rid of this energy. Slavery from the Egyptians. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, stronger. Well, they don't like this at all. Stronger, stronger. Getting rid of these guys now. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
I'm feeling that in the top of my head. Top of my head's really hot, and I have this visual of, like, all these, you know, like, the stuff that a fishing line is made of, like, all hooked into the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck.
In the cordings of all the energy cords going in.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my chest, I really feel like pressing weight. Luca is mentioning, saying it's interesting. She's not feeling anything from the Egyptian clearing, so that's good, Luca. You're not hooked up to all this stuff. That's you're lucky. There's a layer of stuff you probably don't have to clear. yeah, Stephanie says she's feeling it. Cheryl's saying, I feel like I'm going to throw up. Neat is saying, that is heavy. Stephanie says, my heart feels affected. Larry's saying that the Egyptians and Mayans used gold and crystal to timeline people for control, called the Draco Borgs. And Tanya is saying, I need to crash all parallel lives in Egyptian parallel lives. Yeah, I think most of us need to do some major timeline crashing on this from what we're feeling. Seems like a lot of people are feeling this.
Yeah. So I'll do another one, another timeline crash. I think the slavery is probably the big one, so let's do some more slavery timeline crashes. Egyptians keeping you as a slave. So here we go. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, you might even feel the shackles maybe on your arms and on your feet. 6, 7, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's go to the shackles. Here we go. We're doing timeline crash for the shackles from the Egyptians as you were a prisoner,
wow.
A slave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Excuse me. Wow. I'm getting chills on my all over my head skin right now. Somebody, where did it go? Q is saying, felt my shoulder muscle go numb with the Giza clearing. Kira says she's feeling a crescent shape under her navel. Shane says a lot of spiders and webs showing up with the Egyptians. Looks like Tanya's feeling stuff under her navel, too. And I'm just going to the next page here. Q says it's hurting my sinuses. Excuse me, I have to have a sip of water. Hold on one sec. Oh, boy. Jean says there's a huge alien battle going on right now. Marcy says my forehead hurt like a migraine. Susan's dog is panting.
Yeah, that's a big one. So let's bring in some spirit infusion here. In fact, we'll bring in the U.S. military, the time-traveling soldiers right now, to come into your room. So they come. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, they should be there. And we'll leave them there for maybe if they'll stay throughout the morning here. And let's do some spirit infusion here to balance people out. So, one, I can go to the light ship right now and quarantine and get this stuff off of us. If there's anything that's creepy crawlers that got activated by going into the Egyptian time. So here we go. We're in quarantine now and taking them away. I'll just use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. That's spirit infusion. We'll come back from the light ship now. So here we go. Spirit infusion. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so Jean is saying the aliens definitely don't like what you're doing tonight, Ron, so that's a good thing for us. Looks like I gave Luca a sex change. I'm sorry, I called Luca a she and Luca's a he. I'm a bit discombobulated tonight with all this. So sorry about that. So, let's have a look. Kira's leg is really cramping. Hopefully that's easing up now. Actually, the stuff on me is easing up a bit. I do still feel tugging on the top of my head, though, but the rest of my body is starting to feel a bit more normal. Slavery is a big one for me, says Olair. And, yeah, so CMD is asking if we can end the program with lots of spirit infusion. So, you know, you can hop on. Several of those free clearings have spirit infusion, so we can all put those up for ourselves, too, for a number of hours tonight if you're needing to do that. I know the head connector one has spirit infusion at the end of it, so you can pull that up on the website, creationlightship.com, and go, just go straight to the spirit infusion and set your timer for a nice a nice long time. Shanna's getting a hot flash and she needs a fan. I hope this doesn't push us into early menopause, those of us who haven't hit it yet. Everybody's getting hot.
Yeah, we might even do the you might do the 2,000 years of darkness. So it looks like this would be the ideal one to aim at here, you know?
Yeah, I wonder if there's a barcode on us from this. Excuse me. There could be. Well, we will at some point be having that special incident or whatever barcode, so we could plug this into that, I think. I'm thinking that might be a good idea to do. Excuse me, my voice is getting a bit whacked out here. Oh, Tony is saying he had a quick glimpse of his chest tied down in a harness. Maybe that was when you were doing the shackle one, Ron.
Could be, yeah.
And Donna said she looked at her hands and thought something was missing. Um, Janice is saying her face is burning up. Linda says her head feels like it's been bounced around like a basketball. Goodness me. If someone was an Egyptian priestess, should they be doing timeline crashes on that too, Candy is asking.
Yeah, I definitely would do the timeline crashes, yeah. Boy. But not do the 2000s of darkness and, you know, put that in there because that may pop you out of a lot of this stuff, too. I didn't think we'd open up here, you know. It looks like it's an awful big one, you know.
Yeah, it does. Everett's saying, feeling his left lower leg and face burning up. So there's a lot of burning up going on this one. So
the people out there listening, maybe the first-timers, wondering why all this stuff is happening to us just from the radio program, you know, by mentioning these things, this is all stored inside of you from your past. So your body wants to get rid of it. And remember, it's probably, you know, it's coded in your DNA naturally. Well, I'm sure we're on board with that one. But what happened was is that, you know, they're transmitting these energies from the pyramids now. So something from the Beyondo is connecting to all the different pyramids, bringing an energy into the pyramid somehow, and that's being transmitted to people here. How it's being done, I have no clue right now, but that's what we're looking at now is how this culture of the Egyptians, the Egyptian race, is causing us harm. And I want to get this stuff off of us. We don't want to do their ascension, believe me. You know, as you can see how you're feeling now. So let's just do some more spirit infusion. We'll end the show with this and peace energy. And just go on and, you know, you can do the Be Here Now clearing. That could help you. The 2,000 Years of Darkness one. So just kind of go through the free ones and just see which ones may work. And I'd probably sample each one for about 5 minutes. Each one seems to do give you the best results. And whatever one's doing that, then put the timer on so you have it for the whole night. Typically, maybe, you know, if you're going to be sleeping late tomorrow, you might want to put it for, you know, maybe 10 hours or something, you know, 600 minutes. But it's kind of up to you. So here we go. More spirit infusion and peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So we got our 8-hour conference call tomorrow, 10 o'clock to PST, 1 o'clock Eastern. And this is where we get the alien critters off of us. We'll probably be working a lot with these Egyptian things now, getting out of us. So hope to see you on the call tomorrow. So you have anything to add, Carrie?
No, I'm just thinking we should probably do scarab energy tomorrow. That's so associated with the Egyptians. I know you take those out anyway, but maybe that's up top of the list for tomorrow. I'm just thinking the scarabs.
Yeah, maybe even the cobra. Don't they have those headbands that have like a cobra on them?
Oh, do they? Do the Egyptians? I'm not sure.
They
yeah,
do.
They may, yeah.
So that's another one. Okay, everybody. So,
all right.
Thank you. And thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. That's a lot of stuff you got off us and bringing up the whole topic. So we know we've got a bunch of gunk to clear. So hopefully you guys will all sleep okay tonight with your creation lightship sleepy water and put the light being up and get your clearing is going on this to get some of this more of this stuff off us. Excuse me. And thanks for, I think we had a caller. Yes, Elizabeth. And thanks for all your questions and comments tonight on the Fast Chat. And the next BBS show will be on Monday, Station 1, at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Hopefully you guys will be on the call tomorrow with Ron, the 8-hour intensive. So, good night.
Everybody.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, you're welcome.